The hardest working man in show business is Tyler Perry.
Yes, he is.
TP.
You don't even have an idea of what you just said, man. Yes, I am. James Brown ain't got nothing on me.
You got the cape.
Yeah, man, I got the cape. I got the cape, and I'm not letting it go for at least another 20 years, so these kids got to get in line.
There you go.
The have and the have-nots back on the air. Love that neighbor.
Tonight. Love Thy Neighbor premieres tonight. Yeah, man. I want to thank the million people that watch Love Thy Neighbor every weekend. Thank you guys so much for it. I'm so grateful. And I tell you, the half, man, highest, we won Tuesday night cable rating.
Nice.
All of cable. Over 3 million people tuned in again for the premiere, man. And we've been doing this thing for a while now. I'm telling you, just, I'm blown away. And even Oprah cannot believe how loyal the TP audience is, how they just show up and they're there, man. I'm grateful. If y'all listening, I know you're listening. I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
TP.
Tyler, has your son seen you go from being dad to Madea's voice ever?
Never going to happen. And listen, for Halloween, Viola Davis's daughter dressed up as Viola Davis.
Uh-huh.
If my son come in there talking about he want to be Madea, we're going to have a long conversation. That's why I did Ninja Turtles. I'm like, son, I need to give you something else to look at rather than seeing me and Dick. Come on, boy. We need to talk about this.
How old is he now?
He's a year and a month. So mommy says 13 months.
Right.
Say he's just a year old. You know how mommy goes, oh, he's 14 months. No, he's just a year. Wait till he's two. He's A2.
Is he tall for his age?
Oh yeah, he was standing next to Kerry Washington's son this past Kerry Washington's daughter this past weekend, and she's almost two, and he's taller than she is.
Wow.
Yeah, he's gonna be tall, kid. Beautiful.
Just like his
so
dad.
Beautiful.
Just like his dad, huh?
Just like his dad.
Just like him.
Just like his dad. I feel so sorry for mommy. She didn't get anything as she's about to bird and look at me right now. But no, she's praying, do namaste. But no, he definitely has her hair and dimples and her skin, and he's just a beautiful kid, man. He's awesome.
Nice.
We're gonna have Robert Townsend on the cruise this year. And he's
man, I heard that lineup on the cruise. Patti LaBelle, New Edition. Are you kidding me?
Oh wait,
and Miss Ross.
Miss Ross.
I'm telling you, if y'all have never done this time during a cruise, first of all, it's a great cause. I've done it too many times, and I think I've been blocked from the boat.
Y'all, no, you have not.
So you're like, save your money, go on this cruise, because I'm telling you, it's the best. And that's what we don't do for ourselves. We don't give ourselves a permission to have fun. If you work that hard, go out and have some fun.
That's
that hard.
Right.
Tom Jones Cruise is amazing. I'm not saying that because Tom Jones is on the radio. I'd be saying this if I was on Steve Harvey.
My man.
Yes. And the winner is Columbia. So I love you, man. You know, I love you, Steve. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, Robert Townsend is going to be doing the same thing. He's going to be auditioning for an upcoming project. And
awesome.
And when you auditioned on the boat, the people that you picked have gone on and done some things. And you got any tips for Robert Townsend on how to do these auditions?
Hey, listen, the people that auditioned, man, pay attention to them, because there's one girl who was really good. We put her on an episode of Love Thy Neighbor. I'm not sure if it aired yet, but I got my eye on her because she's got some stuff, man. So you may go out there and you may find 10 people, and everybody who was in the shows, they were all great. But then you'll find one or two that just like, whoa, watch this person. And this girl's amazing.
Yeah. People credit you with saving the OWN network, with Oprah's network. Crickets?
No, crickets. I was wondering where you were going with that. But listen, here I'm going to tell you this. Honestly, my hand to God, there's no way that I could have had the success that I'm having at Oprah's network, number one, had she not stopped her talk show and got in and set things straight. There was a lot of things going on. There were a lot of chaotic situations. When she got in, she set it straight. And I think she's pretty darn smart. And she'll tell you this, too. I think I'm pretty darn smart for calling Tyler Perry and working this deal out. So as a businesswoman and CEO, it was a good move for her and for me as well. So the ratings are great, but save the network, I don't know about all of that. She had to put a lot of things in place for that to happen.
Well,
Shut up, Jay.
It's a beautiful partnership. It really is.
And it, yeah, listen, and it does, and it should speak to so many people, especially people of color, that in order for you to have power, sometimes it's better for you to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And it always can. Sometimes you got to put the ego aside, and, you know, I was on my way to do my own network and all this other stuff. You got to put the ego aside and say, you know what, this may be a better deal for now. Who knows what's going to happen in 3 or 4 years, but this is a better deal for now, right?
And there are so many actors and actresses out there that are just that are thriving as a result of this partnership.
Yeah.
I mean,
that would not be working.
That would not be working. But can you imagine, though, if more people, especially people of color, came together and say, your business is doing this, my business does this, and my business does this. Let's get together and see what we can do together. If we could get together and do that and be professional enough, man, it would change this whole industry. That's why I've had the success that I've had, because I know how to work with us.
Mm. And I'm a witness of the same thing. I mean, we sold our business to Radio One, Kathy Hughes and Alfred Liggins.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Black businesses come together and do great things together.
We all need to do a conference, man, to teach our people about just that in particular. How do you come together? How do you work together? And
it is so hard. It is so hard.
I tell you why it's hard. It's because a lot of us are not professionals. They just think just because you're black, you're supposed to come work with me. No, I'm going to work with you if you're a professional.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing to be. And when you're black and a professional, you have to be more exceptional than anybody else just to get the business.
That's true.
But we've forgotten that, Tyler.
Tyler, my mentor, John H. Johnson, Ebony Magazine,
yes,
once said to me, the hardest thing in the world for a black man to do is work for another black man.
Yes. Yes. That is the thing, man. And I see it so closely. And I thank God I've gotten this young, this good group of people that are coming up that are learning that this is how it's done. That we are not equals. I am your boss. And just because we have the same color skin, that doesn't make me that you can walk up to me and say, yo, cool, slick, my brother, what's happening? No, I am your boss. This is how this works. So I think it's a level of education that needs to happen that can change this. And I think between you and I and a few other folks, we can, the Hughes, I think we can all get this done.
Hey, Tyler, are there any other business goals you have in life?
Yeah, I'm still not done with the network, man. I'm still not done with that at all.
Well, I know the network. Other than media.
Other than media, that's where my love and my heart is. You know, I just bought Fort McPherson Army Base.
He bought an army base, ladies and gentlemen.
He bought an entire army base.
Shut up, Jay.
I didn't say a word.
What are you saying? What are you
saying? I didn't say a word.
And I'm turning it into the bigger Tyler Perry Studios, and it's as big as Warner Brothers and Universal. And I want to have this legacy left so that anybody who looks at it knows that if a boy from New Orleans who was broke, hungry, came from nothing, told he wasn't going to be blank, never going to be a MF and blank, and has made it to this place, anybody can do it, man. Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe it, all I say is look at me. Look at me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And Madea's still on the road, huh?
Hell yeah, and I'm tired as hell. I'm still out there. Last city I was in was the Brooklyn Kang. I tore it down. And now I'm on my way to do 10 more cities all over. Check the website.
The website.
Check the website and find out where Madea coming next.
Boy, your son really has some big shoes.
It's
going to
be a hard
man
to do that around the house. Big
shoes. That'd be a big
one.
The have and have nots. Love that neighbor.
Yes.
Tonight. On OWN.
Mama Hattie is back.
Oh, yes.
God bless you.
All right, TP.
We love you, Tyler.